why were there 93 kelim in the Beis Hamikdash? So this is something that those who learned that film learned this not long ago. Misach Tamid, it's a Mishnah. They needed 93 kelim for the Karbonos Sibah. If you made a calculation of the various Karbonos that we need on a daily basis, there were 93 kelim that were necessary. There's a well-known Yerushalmi that says the 93 kelim correspond to the 93 times Hashem's name appears in the prophecies of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. There are technical difficulties with this because according to our calculation, there doesn't appear to be 93 references to Hashem's name, but this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. I want to share with you another idea. Just an idea. It doesn't say this anywhere. And it's not 100% accurate. You can do the fact check, you'll see why. But first of all, it's a little bit disturbing. There's a mention here in the Kino twice. Titus took away the Klei Shoreis, and then it says again he took away the 93 kelim. What's the significance of the number 93? The first Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us that there's a Sanhedrin Gedoyla and a Sanhedrin Ketan. How many members are there in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla? It's Machlokes Tanoim. The Rabbanim say 71. But Rabbi Yehuda says there are 7. It says in the Pasuk, Esli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael and Moshe Al Gadei. 71. So for the moment, if you allow me, we'll work with Rabbi Yehuda. There were 70, as it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, Al Gadei. And then there's the Sanhedrin Ketana, 23 Dayan, less than the talk. 23. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Lishkas HaGozah sat 70 Dayanim. In the Ezras Noshim sat a court, Sanhedrin Ketana. Do you know what it means here in this Kino? That when they left, Titus, when he came and he left, the 93 kelim were missing. 70 plus 23 equals 93. Who are the Klei Shoreis? It says in the Kino, he took away the Klei Shoreis. Why does it say again the 93 Klei Shoreis were missing? It's the Dayanim, the Talmidei Chachamim. The 93 Dayanim were missing. As we say in the Kino, Elitzion, Ubitul Sanhedreho. The Sanhedrin was bottled. It's true, they went into Golus 40 years in advance, but this was the Makkah, the Patish, this was the end. The 93 Dayanim that represent Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lokoim HaShos HaShchina, were gone. Chidush in Torah was bottled. Why were the 93 Kelim in the Sechta Tomit? For the Avoda. Because the 93 Kelim correspond to the 93 Dayanim. The Avoda is only as good as the Torah. And the Torah is only as good as the Avoda. Your davening is only as good as how well you learn, how much hasmada you put into your learning, and your hasmada is only as good as how much you're mechaven during your davening. The two cannot be separated. Last week I came home, looked at the news, scrolled down, headlines, press release. All 93,000 tickets sold. Siyum HaShas to be the largest event ever at MetLife Stadium. Here we are. Backdrop. Parshas Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Elef Pa'amim. Beis Hamikdash Shechorav Tishavav Titus. The 93 Kelim, the 93 Talmidei Chacham, the Klei HaTorah, is gone. Shvu Shechalva, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Elef Pa'onim. 93,000 people coming to be Mechabe the Torah, to rebuild the Torah, to rebuild the 93 Kelim that Titus took away.